are.
What do we say now?
Not hey, every. No. It's not hey, everybody, because that's like. It's like specific. Hey, what's. It's just. It's been a little bit since we did one.
Yeah, so how do we start it?
There's a thing.
You want us
right?
to?
Oh, wait, is
no,
it.
No.
No, you're not even here yet.
Okay.
It's not hey, everybody.
Hey, y'all. Because
I remember we threw that out.
Y'all?
We threw that out.
Let me try. Hey, y'all. No.
That doesn't sound like
hey, y'all.
You.
Hey, y'all. Or is it just maybe
that's
the inflection? Hey, y'all. I mean, that could be it. We could do
that. I don't think it's it, though. I don't think that is it.
But I'm saying, like, just starting now. I mean, if we just
want
to
do
something.
Want this? Do we want to enter the hey, y'all era?
It feels like it's been long enough that it could be a new thing, and if we can't think of what the what's hey dude, hey y'all, that's cool.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
That kicks
to me.
Ass. That's actually cool. Hey y'all,
as good a time as any to workshop it too.
Yeah, actually,
really.
The guest gets. Actually, I do remember this. It's been a minute since we've done one, but I do remember that the guest doesn't talk until they get introduced. I remember that.
He remembers so,
yeah.
that. It got brought up
yeah.
a lot.
You got a, little, actually, got a lot of
gosh.
Pushovers on your show, huh?
And I felt like we were really going there. I felt like I was going to go into the next thing really like naturally, and then
uh-huh.
it got interrupted, mm-hmm. and now I don't know. Like we said, we would go mm-hmm. like,
right.
hey, y'all. They'll probably say something like, this is our pod. This is the Matt F. Bosler podcast. You guys are you're the co-hosts. Dylan, Courtney yeah. are the, but not.
And then we'd say hi, and then we'd say hi.
And then you'd say hi.
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 But you're not the co-hosts. It's like, it was something funny. That was like a thing we did.
There was like a thing.
There's like a joke about it.
Like we were, like was one of us an evil co-host or something?
Oh, that's funny. The cans like for days, can that won't quit. I remember that, but I don't remember
and
who
I'm
it
twisting
was.
My mustache over here because I'm evil.
Gross.
That's funny. That's kind of funny, though. Like, one of them's evil. So, hey, y'all. Welcome to the Matt F. Bosler's podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts. One's evil, but we don't know which one. Is that it?
It seems like it would obviously be me if I'm twisting my mustache all the time.
Oh. But Courtney could twist her mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I'm doing it.
I am.
Doing
and you look evil as hell.
Then we, as the, we do, as a guest, we do have a guest or guests, mm-hmm. I guess, collectively a guest is guests. And, you guys have, but you did have done this before?
Yeah. I think so.
It's been a minute, man. We hit the new year and we just went, bye, see ya, you know?
Yeah.
And so.
Why? Now we're 4 months in and.
Now we're back.
Ooh.
Jake, it seems as if you haven't been on Zoom in a while. Now, is this a thing? This is.
I think he's doing a thing. I think he's doing a thing where he pretends that his audio's cut out. Yes.
Now, so.
What do you mean?
Well, I see that you're doing little hand gestures to make animations play.
How that? I didn't do that.
What?
I swear on my life. I did this to tell you that we have been on two episodes.
Oh.
And I didn't want to audibly tell you guys so you could get there on your own and the listener would have
the
never known.
Happened?
And then the balloons did it on their own. I swear on my life.
Is that what did it though?
Oh my God.
I thought
believe you. Are you?
No,
is this
he's
a
doing
bet?
Something
he's
different?
Fucking
right. I bet I'll
look at my
I'll
hands.
Get him to...
Look at his hands. Look at his hands.
I don't know.
So,
I don't know, buddy.
See, and this is what I'm talking about. I felt like we were getting pretty good at this, doing a podcast, really running this thing, and now it's already someone's doing visual jokes.
Right. We could keep this stuff at bay.
Whoa, confess.
See,
I just wanted it to happen once for me.
It's so crazy.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
it's crazy too, because this comes mere minutes after you said, are we recording the video? And I said, no.
It doesn't make it less compelling to us now in real time.
Sure.
You know?
Me like bees. And you guys have been here twice, you said? Or you didn't say.
Yes.
You held up fingers and made balloons.
We did. We've done this twice. One time you ridiculed us for not returning a message from 6 years prior.
That's funny.
I wonder
what
was the message about? Do you remember?
Yeah, I know exactly. he said, hey, guys, this is Matt F. Bossler from St. Louis coming through Joplin at such and such a date. Could you help get me a show? And we didn't respond. And so 6 years later, first question on the podcast was, so can you guys get me a show? He recounts the whole thing to us.
Really? You know him. Really? I think it's technically probably the same podcast, but it was just Matt. I mean, I think I remember listening to it last year with my wife, and I think you mentioned that you had other hosts and they just weren't there. So it's possible that.
Oh.
And we had no idea what to expect. We just assumed you were lying or joking. So,
well, that first time also we got there in the afternoon, which is probably why. Because it was like
lies
before the
jokes,
show,
you know, what's a lie? What's a joke?
Who knows?
I think
knows?
I remember that.
I think it's all making sense to me. Yes.
Do you guys ever watch like The Mask and go, wow, man, I'm sick of all these lies.
What?
Like you're watching.
Is that The Mask? Liar, liar. Okay. Like,
well, liar, liar.
Okay.
Actually, okay. Maybe. Okay, actually, maybe Liar Liar has less lies than, unless they really front load it.
Yeah.
He can't lie, right?
That's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I just realized the premise of Liar. I didn't think about that. That's my bad.
So as far as movies with lies in it, that's probably pretty low.
Probably low on the list.
This can't be what our podcast used to be.
This doesn't sound right. I don't.
I gotta tell you, this is how I remember it for sure. So
no,
I mean,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, jeez. This is pretty much it. Yeah, you guys going? That's pretty much it. That's the whole thing. That's pretty much
well,
it.
Did we like? Do we do?
Well, you ridicule us usually more.
You guys,
so you
well,
can start
okay,
that.
Well.
Yeah,
I don't know. You're dumb. You're stupid or something. Or, yeah. I don't know. It's just really hard to get. I thought we could put it down for a second and just get right back into it. I'm really having a hard time.
Thanks. Very honored to be the first guest back. This is going to be great.
I figured I kind of knew you guys. I'd be like a softball, you know, that I would fall right back in.
I don't think we've done a podcast post tour together though, so our relationship has changed a lot.
You probably like us more now. Maybe
that's probably true.
Here's the about part section on the Spotify page. Hello, I'm Matt F. Bossler, and this is my podcast. I'm trying my best to do interviews.
That's what you wrote. Yeah.
I guess.
Wrote it.
You could try interviewing us.
That's not, it doesn't feel that helpful, but I guess I'll
have left
that.
Yourself.
So,
Dan Brown would not be able to write a book about your life.
Right. You should introduce yourselves. That's probably good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm Luke Schaefer. I'm the head singer in Me Like Bees. And the other person is Jake. I'm going to introduce him. He didn't ask for this. He's giving us, but he, also plays in Me Like Bees. He sings and plays bass and, we're also friends that play D&D together. So,
let's keep it the one. I don't want to confuse the audience. Okay.
Okay.
So you guys,
we're in a band together.
Well, yeah. Hold on. Do you want to deal with the band stuff or the D&D stuff, and let's just pick a lane right now.
I pick Kramer.
If you think that I can't talk about D&D for 2 hours, you're sorely mistaken.
I'm asking you to pick one, so I don't know why you would think that means I don't think you can talk about one. Why would I give you an option if I thought you didn't know anything about it?
I love that Jake's doing the thing right now. It's so good. You're moving slightly, Jake. I'm sorry to tell you.
It's my eyes. It was hard.
Yeah. Well, your shoulder, you've got too much reference in the back, the background.
There's a setting to blur the background, and maybe we would.
That would help, I think.
And let me explain for the dear listener. That's what we said.
Dear
that's
listener,
it. That's what we said.
Yeah.
You would say dear listener.
Yes. Anyway, let me explain for dear listener what it is that Jake is doing. If you've ever been on a Zoom call, oh boy, 2020, you know what I mean? Weren't we all? And what Jake is doing is we can see him, right? And he's moving around, he's bopping around, and then he stands stock still. And we all go, oh no, what? Oh, did his internet freeze up or something? And then he would get the biggest laugh when he's like, well, I think it hasn't worked yet, but I think if it works, we're going to get the biggest laugh. And did we want to talk about the band or D&D? And let's just pick a lane.
Hey, just real quick. Hey, Jake, is your outgoing voicemail message you going, hello? 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 I'm just kidding. I got you. Leave a message. Is that your outgoing voicemail?
No.
You seem like the type.
Yeah.
No.
Why don't you give him a call and see what it is, actually?
Okay, sure.
I may as well give him a call. Hey, Jake, I swear if you answer, you're like,
hello. Dylan said okay, but is he doing it?
No, I don't have his number.
I don't think so.
Okay.
He was saying let's do it.
I'll do it. I got his number. Let's just give him a call here. Okay. It's ringing.
On my watch,
everywhere,
my phone, and my iPad, and my computer.
My check 1212. This is Jay Thrill. When you hit the tone, you know what to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
That's it.
Hey Jake, this is Matt. We're just talking to you on the podcast, and Dylan was asking if voicemail message, what do you call that? Your
outgoing voice,
hey, what's up?
Outgoing message sound like, and so it sounded like, sorry, and so we just wanted to call it and find out. And so anyway, don't worry about call me back, and thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
That was Jake. I was just calling him. Give him a call.
That's cool. So it wasn't.
And I will say, Dylan, to your point, most people still will leave a message being like, hello? Hello? Like they still think that that's me for some reason.
That's how
I don't
you
know
answer
why.
The phone.
Just so, they're like, hello? I'm like,
is it because
why do people think that?
Do you answer
the phone? Do you answer the phone like that?
I don't answer the phone. It's easier that way.
So you do answer the phone every time, for all they know, that's how you answer the phone.
So true. Yeah, it was just me and my buddy in college. That was probably 12 years ago, and I don't really care enough to change it. I don't love it. I don't hate it. But I'm like, me and Cameron, man, we had a time. So
I would
we
be
did
sad if you changed
it. Was funny.
I would absolutely be sad if you did. Yeah, that'd feel weird. I'd feel wrong. band. Let's go with the band. I make a decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
And so it's I'm trying my best to do interviews. I guess that's like the whole thing of the show. What's going on with your band?
Not much. What's up with yours?
I don't know. Just kind of I'm practicing every week, I guess.
Same. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Us too. We do that.
Cool. That's awesome.
How often do you get together for practice and instead of practicing, talk about everything else that you have to do as a band?
Oh, gosh. And isn't that the thing? It's like what are we, paperwork pushers, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, Dylan, move the spreadsheet around. I thought we were supposed to be rocking out.
Man. Supposed to be like this.
Like this. And for a dear listener, it's like
let me try.
Like, that's it. You're Oh my god.
What is happening? Now, why do you get all the cool stuff? Is there a
Jake's
setting?
Jake's screen just went like this.
You you did that. You knew that was going to happen.
You knew that was going to happen. You installed something. You did something.
You know that's not true. I had to update my Zoom app. I had to create an account for this. Like, what is 20 happening? Minutes ago.
Maybe we all used Zoom during the pandemic and turned all that stuff off.
Maybe. I'm looking through my settings. I want more in life.
Thumbs up gotta be one.
Your skin is the same color as your wall.
Oh wow. This is touch up my appearance. God.
This is
wow.
Man, guys, Do you guys see my face changing? I'm touching up my appearance in real time.
You look so good.
Yeah, wow.
What is happening?
Oh my God.
The zip's gone.
Podcasts were meant for right here.
Oh, that's crazy, dude. I'm not going to use that setting. That's super weird.
The zit gets worse, I think.
Oh, it gets accentuated?
It gets enhanced. Let's see.
Yeah, it's like, there it is. My other blemishes are sort of blending it right now. I don't see. Oh, background effects. Here it is. Video filter.
I mean,
filters.
It's probably not something we really need to worry about too much.
Sure it is.
Oh, he got. No, never mind. Don't worry. He did get it. So. Luke, go ahead.
I'll figure it out. No, I didn't figure it out. I didn't actually. I got out. You made me feel weird about it, so now I'm out. We can talk about music or whatever. Oh, my God.
Do you ever, sometimes I'll listen to interviews with bands, you know, and someone will ask these questions like, how did you guys meet? And they'll start to answer it, and I'll think, I couldn't care less.
Yes.
It's usually not a very compelling story. Usually when people meet, it's not like a,
right.
It's not remarkable. Oh, I was at a friend's house, and he was there.
We went to school together.
Right. Worked together.
So I don't have any other questions, so I am going to ask that. And would you guys just make something up that's really cool, please?
Yeah, what's a cool version of what that would be?
So I was just interested. How did you guys...
Did you want us to answer the question or...
I'm going to ask it. I'm about to ask it. Okay.
And okay, action.
So how did you guys meet?
Jake, we had a drummer that was going to fill in for us, and then that guy couldn't go on tour. And so Jake was living in St. Louis at the time. And so I called him and was like, hey, can you play drums for us for this tour? It was right after the pandemic. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And so he came down and practiced a lot. And so, yeah, that's kind of how we met.
It was not worth it.
Wow. That's
a great story.
Yeah.
And now I play bass.
He sounds like a good guy.
Cool. He does sound like a pretty good guy.
What a friend. That's actually crazy. I have a really similar story to that.
Well, when we have you on our podcast, we'd love to ask you about it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about it now, but yeah, we would love to talk
about it. Now is probably not the time.
Save it for the pod, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to ruin all the material in advance.
Yeah.
Okay. You said I did the, you told me about the first, do you remember what we talked about on the second one? Just so we don't retread, you know, I don't want to go back over. It's probably.
The second one was during the pandemic in like knee deep where nobody was doing anything. And so we had nothing to talk about. We had nothing to talk about.
Yeah. And it kind of feels like this is sort of a repeat of that, right?
Similar vibe for sure.
Yeah. It's like a struggle. You know?
Oh yeah.
It's like
this is painful.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's the same for dear listener. And it's look, this is on me. I'm out of practice. I haven't, you know what? Let me good questions to ask.
Nope.
We must have.
You did this the first episode.
You did. I'm sorry, he's right.
I did this?
Yes. Good questions to ask bands. You did it already.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
They were weird.
Oh, you know what, Matt? Go to the second.
Second page.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Second page. Right. Bing. People.
I'm going to Google good answers.
Do you know, Luke, that Bing will give you rewards and then you can turn those in for excellent. I don't even know if you'd call them prizes. It's rewards for your efforts. Did you know that?
I'm learning it now. That's great.
Right now I have 7,799 Microsoft points. I'm gonna get an Amazon gift card right now. It's only 5,250 points for a $5 gift card.
Wait.
So
why isn't it 5,000 points?
Because it's, what do you mean? It's 5,250. Why isn't it? I don't know. Why isn't it 5,253?
Weird denominations for sure.
Because a lot of the times there will be a correlation between the dollar value and the point value.
Okay.
I like that it's more points.
Okay, so hang on. What's the next up Amazon
what's
card?
A $10? $10 gift card. That's 10,500 points.
Ah.
Yeah.
So wait, other one? 5,000?
5,250.
So it doesn't there's no benefit to getting the 10.
Correct.
Interesting.
So at that point, I feel like they should just make, if it's not some weird scale, if it is proportional to the amount of money.
Do you guys need us to be here?
The difference between the $5 and the $10 one is $5 and also 5,000 points. No, 5,000, never mind.
This is from sweetfishmedia.com. I don't think I've ever used this. I don't remember this. So this is good.
Who are these ladies?
There's ladies on here. And
we
would have
talked about the ladies had it.
Oh, we would have talked about those ladies for sure.
I would have said something funny like a lady podcast. Yeah, right. Or I don't know. Yeah. Something like that.
That's fun.
If you're like us, you're always looking for a new podcast interview question that uncovers noteworthy answers. You owe it to your listeners to reveal unique POVs, it's all caps though, and advice from your guests. Okay. All right. Here we go. Oh, wait. Profession specific. What do you wish everybody understood about your job?
Our time is very valuable.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. Mm. Like it's like, hey, tell us when load-in is or something is what you mean probably by that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've got some how to make a great impression at a job interview. Ah.
What are you doing?
My bad. I was looking for how to answer questions since you were trying to figure out. Prepare beforehand. Nope. Nah, look the part. Do I look the part of?
When you got that filter going, I think.
Of a podcast guest.
Throw back on. Be mindful of body language. Oh, I need better posture probably.
Oh, like do a thumbs up, get some fireworks popping off in the background.
Be yourself.
Very effective.
Never. Am I right?
Uh-huh. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Uh-huh.
Your Instagram, right?
I'm aware of it.
You got one?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you guys going around being so mean to all these coffee shops?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Now, hold on. Here's the thing. The band's not. You know what I mean?
I seen two of you go to these little mom and pop shops, you know, little old man and his kids, they're running the shop. They're saying,
hand cranking the
grinder, you know. They say, well, grandpa's sick, you know, so we just got to sell as much coffee as we can. Jake come in here, go, Lamasco coffee, 2 out of 10.
I hope he gave it 2 out of 10.
I think he only gave 2s out of 10s.
I don't think so. I think he gave like a 6 out of 10 or a 5 out of 10 or something.
Wow. You know. 50%.
Well, tell they should have tried better, you know.
Tell me about that, Jake.
I think a big thing that I am interested in is people being like genuine, you know? And like part of that is like, if you're going to go into an establishment, you can't just be like, that was awesome because we're on the internet and it was awesome. Like that's just, that's dumb. So, yeah. And I think over the course of, you know, that those things, it was interesting. I think the hard part for us is like finding things like that we want to do. But we go to a coffee shop in every city anyway. So that felt very natural to us. We all drink coffee at least two or three times a day. So that felt very natural. And it felt like something that we knew that we could talk about. And that's just, we're not going to be a band that's like, we went to the Starbucks inside Target, 10 out of 10. Ooh. It's like, okay, well.
Yum.
Yeah, right. So, and yeah, I think part of that is people want to know, you know, unfiltered type, you know, what did you actually think? Instead of like, the vibe was super great. I love the aesthetic. The coffee was so good. And actually, everyone was really friendly when it was a black and white coffee shop with straight lines and it looked like a hospital. The barista never said anything to you and never smiled. And your black coffee was $4.75 without a tip. It's like, okay, why are you doing this if you're not going to actually like, anyway. So that was about that.
You're the bad boy of coffee reviews. That's,
oh yeah. You're
that's
the bad boy
is.
Of coffee
this
reviews.
Guy's
that's
the real,
I guess
he tells
it like I guess the thing that the I really real. Hate is like we live in a world where 6 out of 10 is, you know, bad boy of coffee reviews, you know? So
there's going to be a barista with a rat in his head that's going to give you a coffee that is going to blow your mind one of these days.
The problem is we actually did have – we had some really good coffee the latter part of the tour.
That is
But the coffee reviews – well, the problem was the coffee reviews were our merch guy, and he, you know, he did what every person says is, it's so easy. Just do it, man. You guys could blow up. It's great. And then he does three and – doesn't feel like doing them anymore because they're getting 200 views and stops. So, but we would still film them.
He was definitely like, did. I did a whole, so. He made me walk into the same place like 5 times. He's like, ah, it just looked weird. You opened the door weird.
Do you think that maybe that's something that you just do? Open doors?
I open doors.
Yeah, how do
weird?
You open them?
Just. What?
Okay. All right.
6 out of 10.
I've never seen anything
yikes.
Like that.
Yeah, that's a 6 out of 10.
That's a 6 out of 10.
Whoa.
He's a bad boy. I don't shrug after. I just open it and then I walk in. I guess there's a cool guy way to do
it.
It's
better if you don't shrug after. I thought that you always shrug.
Now, the shrug was like a. that was to you guys,
look,
not.
I've gone into buildings with you. And the way you open a door and then look around to be like, did I do it okay? is weird.
I don't think it's
It
that
can also
weird.
Be misconstrued as, does anyone here know I'm a head singer of an indie rock band? That could be it, too.
Yeah.
Do they?
I mean, because you
yeah.
do they? It's do what they? Your shirt says. Well, give me a 10 out of 10. What's a 10 out of 10? Yeah. Or has there been? Is this a mythical ideal that can't be achieved in coffee?
They call that the God shot. So when you have a shot of espresso or a latte or a black coffee that you literally in your brain will never be attainable again. I would say on tour there was probably a 9. Yeah.
And merch guy said, nah. Sorry.
Nope.
I had a really good cup of coffee in Olympia, Washington. That it was phenomenal. And
first Starbucks.
first Starbucks you've been to. Everybody's first Starbucks is their favorite. So
I don't remember the name of the place, but it was good. It was really good.
White Swan. That's mine.
Mine too.
That's the kind of content you like to see. You know, just it was good. I had a good cup of coffee. I mean,
Evansville, Indiana, White Swan, best cup of Joe I ever had. It's closed.
Is that
real? Closed. Oh. Don't worry about it. Don't try.
I had it too. It was very good. I had a different thing. Still the best thing I've ever had. 10 out of 10, definitely.
Then they opened up in a Guntry club. And it was called
Guntry.
And we still went there.
Yeah,
no, we did go.
It was called Lawman Tactical Coffee then. The owner, I guess they invited him into the Guntry club.
Into the Guntry club.
And when the shooting range was next door to the coffee shop. So when you sat down to have
not next door, like a house is next door to another house. Next door, like your bedroom might be next door to another bedroom.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
one was you're trying to drink, like kind of like maybe jump a little bit.
Yes.
Spill your coffee all over you.
For sure. Yeah. So the ambiance when they moved was worse, I think.
Not my bag, not my thing.
And you know what? Mm. I'm going to say it. Jake has given me the strength. He's given me the courage to say, Lawman Tactical ambiance, 1 out of 10.
Definitely.
The worst.
I will say, I would never give a 1 out of 10. Maybe this is a little too late, but I would never give a 1 out of 10 to people with a lot of guns.
Yeah.
That's not something I would do.
Overall score? Well, what's their overall score then?
Does it help that we're giving it a 1 because we can't give it 0 stars?
Oh, yeah.
You make the rules. It's your scale. Them. Why aren't you giving it 0? It's your scale.
We can't.
Well,
we can't.
All I'm saying is,
I wish we could, but we can't.
We leave that so in the written review we can say, wish I could give it 0 stars.
Right. Yeah. Next time you go in, can I get a double shot?
So actually, there was a restaurant in the Guntry Club as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, live rounds.
And their pizzas were called live rounds.
Oh. No. They come out screaming, come out of the oven screaming.
Yeah.
We got a live round out here.
French fries were called, like, put a gun on the body or something. Right. I don't remember. But
then as you got down the menu, the chicken sandwich was just called chicken sandwich. Like, they ran out of stuff.
Yeah, it sucked. The place. and you know what? It was fluorescent lighting. It was a bummer. But that's closed too now. So,
but I had some sort of a blood orange honey some situation they gave me there that I would have never ordered, and it was still so good.
So good. Let me ask you this: you're presented with you receive a God shot, but it's one wall away. Holy shit, it's a war zone. And you're under fluorescent lighting, and there's like you can smell like the plastic of freshly made bulletproof vest or whatever, I don't know.
Oh, there was a kneeler and a prayer station in there.
That's true. How does that affect is your rating of a coffee shop? The final rating is not for the coffee, correct? It's for the entire everything
experience.
Mixed together.
For me, it was the experience, everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably give it an 8 out of 10 if it was that good.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
That's reasonable. You're a reasonable man. That's what I say about Luke.
All the time.
That's what I always say.
No, it's not.
Oh yeah.
I say. He's a reasonable man. Because people, like when they're talking shit on you, I'll say, hey, he's a reasonable man.
Who, hold on real quick.
Not really that important, I wouldn't think. But what is it?
Who talks shit on me?
Who do you think?
On us, did you say? Or on you?
Is it Jen? Is Jen talking shit on me? Is she?
Sure. Not can I confirm that you said you or us?
Me.
You specific. Okay. Yes.
You said that's what I say.
Oh,
when people,
yeah.
I know, but then I thought you said who talks shit on us, and if it was who talks shit on us, me like bees collectively, I would say nobody. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
If you said who talks shit on me, Luke, I would say, how long you got, buddy?
Yeah. You got a while.
but then
give me
I
your top
would...
three, I guess. I don't know. Just like give me their addresses or whatever.
In Matt's autocorrect, when he types in he's, it says a reasonable man after because of how often he has to say it to people.
Yeah. And I don't look, I don't agree with them. I think you just come off poorly. Like first, second, third time someone meet, you know what I mean? Like until they've been in a van with you for hours and hours.
Yeah. You give a bad first impression.
And like
seven. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's what I've been told. Not true.
That's what I've been told. Because I'm a difficult man to be around.
Not true.
Oh yeah.
At first.
But you are reasonable.
Now, Jake, you just said you're sick of living in a world where people aren't more honest and blunt. And here you are, just because, you know.
Defending something defenseless.
Luke is the front man. And you got to have him. You got to have his, he has to be confident up there.
Give me just one example of someone who is, give me like a specific example of something someone has said about me.
I got one.
Here we go. Well, here we go.
Wow. I guess we all have that locked and loaded, huh?
It's
okay.
The floor is open.
Cool. This is great.
Do you want those extra van keys? Oh yeah. Luke said he would send them to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, do you want me to send them to you? Well, Luke said he would send them to me. Right. So do you want me to send them to you? No. Luke said he would send him to me.
This is familiar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is familiar to me.
They must have got lost in the mail or something, probably.
You still haven't sent him?
Oh, I think I have. I'm pretty sure I have.
Well, here's the thing. Don't worry about it. Crazy. I went down to old Clement's Lock and I made some extra keys. So don't worry about that. Man, and here I am calling him a reasonable guy.
Oh, that's true.
You've been supposed to, not very reasonable to not send someone.
What's crazy is, what would you give Smithsonian's lock or Chrysler's lock or whatever you just called it? What would you give that out of 10?
I mean, I guess a 10. I don't know what I want out of a locksmith other than keys that work. And they do.
But what if they were charging you $18 a key?
I would say overpriced.
And the rating would go down.
It would certainly go down. It's very close. I can walk there. Well, is convenience for me? Should that be included in my?
No, because your review is really for somebody else, so they might not be close.
What if you're thirsty and it's on a Thursday?
Oh, they're a bar on Thursday.
True.
Are they actually?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Insane.
No.
Insane.
Truly.
No.
Thursday, it's a bar. Evening.
No, it's not. No, it's
their
not.
Sign, their sign switches to just, it just
no,
says
it's
bar.
Not, dude.
Yeah, it's like the sign truly. Is plastic, but underneath the plastic, there's like lights that say bar, so they can light it up and it shines.
On Thursday
through.
Nights.
No, it's
dark.
It is.
I'm going to find you a photo.
And then on Thursday night, a bunch of drunk people are walking around. My roommate took my keys. And they're like, well. And then you can drive home.
I'm showing him.
That could be anywhere.
It says security and then bar above.
I guess.
That could
you
be anywhere.
You can Google anything these days.
Open tonight and every Thursday, 4 to midnight.
Now, you want to hear an example. Now, Luke, you sitting there saying, I give off a great first impression.
I don't think I said that.
Well, you were given the vibe. Could I tell a story about a time that somebody, a stranger to all of us, just insulted you, did not care.
I'm into it. Hit me.
How you felt at all.
Oh, are you talking about in Portland?
I'm talking about in Portland.
Poop dude?
What?
that user's name was Poop Dude.
Oh, I don't
that
know
wasn't
this.
Him.
Or I'm not thinking of this. I'm not thinking of this.
That was Lewis.
I'm thinking
fair. I thought maybe you saw the post or something. Okay.
He's talking about Jim Dandy's. I mean, he has to be.
Oh,
little
son
establishment
of
called Jim Dandy's.
I actually told Lewis this story at lunch today.
Well, fill in the blanks if I run.
Well, this is how, that's how legendary this story is.
I don't know it. I'm excited.
Well,
I did go on tour with these fellas, playing some drums, and gosh, I was having a great time. And we were famished. So we pull over, cute little diner, plastered in signs everywhere. Jim Dandy's, it's called. They got a sign on the door that says read this, and an arrow that points to another sign. And that's how you know this place is going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
What did the other sign say?
I don't remember.
It said something about, like,
no more than two or three people in the ordering area at a time. Yeah.
And then another sign that said no more than four people at a table.
Okay. This helps. Okay.
I knew exactly how long to hold down the lever on the toilet to make sure it flushed. Mm-hmm. Had a sign for that. We sit down, we take our order. I tell you the truth, I don't remember what I ordered because it was uneventful. I ordered what I wanted, I got it. Jake, was there any problems with you?
Well, the only thing, ordering, no. I played a slot machine and won $80, and then they were mad they had to give me the money.
Wow.
And so she was yelling at the cook back there, is like, we're just gonna start writing checks. So,
oh, it was a cash flow problem. Okay,
they love writing. So any opportunity, yeah.
Anytime they can.
But I'll tell you who I do remember what they ordered. Luke, I remember what Luke ordered.
What did he order?
Double cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen.
Simple
fries.
They bring it out to him. Leave quickly. You know, Luke takes a look at it. This is a single.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a discussion. You know, I think, well, you know, what are you gonna do? Luke, well, and I don't know what happened inside. I wasn't there. Luke, please.
So if you, the guy, and it's the cook that brings the meal out. Okay.
Okay.
It's not the woman that takes the order. And not the woman. And I got mine way later than everybody else's. I don't know why.
True.
It's not the one, but she brought out everybody else's order. This guy brings out my order and he goes, double cheeseburger with fries. He doesn't look around. He looks right at me. He plops it down in front of me. Cool. Now, mind you, a little backstory. The night before, I'd gone out with a friend, sang some Disney karaoke, and was very intoxicated. So I was very hungover.
Yes.
Which I don't like to do on tour a lot. Special occasion. Seeing this buddy. So I'm kind of a defeated man. Like, I'm not well, right? Like, I'm not tip top.
I get that.
So I do kind of for a second think to myself, do I want to fight this battle? It's like, I need this protein. I got to have it.
Yeah. It's important.
I got to have it.
And we're talking smash burgers here. Yeah. So missing out on a patty.
Huge.
It's a lot.
Huge. So I do get up.
He's a reasonable man. That's all I'm saying, you know?
He's a reasonable man.
I go up to the lady, and there's like a plate glass window, you know, but she's sliding your food to you, or, you know, taking your money. I go, hey, and she looks at me, and she goes, oh, like she's like upset that I have suddenly reemerged. And she goes, oh, what's wrong? I go, oh, it's not a big deal. I ordered a double cheeseburger. There's just one patty on here. And she goes, oh, I don't know what happened. I was like, oh, well, nothing huge.
I know what happened.
I can tell you what happened.
Flying through tickets, and she goes, oh, I don't know what, everything got so mixed up that we're the only ones there.
We are the only ones in this restaurant.
Everything just got so mixed up. And I was like, it's not a big deal. And she looks at the cook and he looks at her and he goes, I told him it was a single. I screwed it up. I told him it was a double, this cook says. Like, as though that was a solve for the problem. I told him it was a double.
These are not the droids you're looking for, am I right?
I said, it's not a big deal. If you could just, you don't have to make a new burger, just cook another patty and throw it on there. We'll be good. And she goes, we'll see what we can figure out. And she, like, reluctantly takes my food. And so I go outside, and I'm about to tell everybody what's like how weird it was, when all of a sudden the lady reemerges with my food. I mean, she's like right behind me, and she plops it down and she says, "Well, you ordered a double, but you're getting a single." And I go, "What?" And she goes, "I don't know what happened. Everything was just so screwed up in there." And I was like, you couldn't just cook another patty and put it on. She goes, "I don't know what happened, man. I just," and I was just, I was so shocked. I didn't know what to
and
do.
She's like, "I can give you $1.75 if."
Yeah.
She's going to give me $1.75. And I was just like, it was too weird. And like I said, hungover, my brain couldn't do it. I was just like a shell of a human being, because I think I might have walked back in there and talked to the cook about it. Like, "Hey, man, could you just throw another patty on this? Like, I know that I'm taking a great risk by doing that, but like, could you?" Is that too much?
When he says plopped it down, that is true. I mean, I don't want to exaggerate here, but I'd say 2 inches off the table when she let go of that plate. There was a real, an audible sound. I assume, right, cook and woman must have really got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was bringing that out. And also, shit, that Luke gives a bad first impression, and they were all just mad at him, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It could also for be sure.
That
when I
you
order.
Didn't go back there and tell them that he was a reasonable man.
I did.
They didn't know.
What's crazy, too, is like, so did he take their last patty? Like,
I've wondered about that. I have heard this story, by the way. I said at the beginning that I don't think I had. I definitely heard this story.
Yeah.
It was
devastating. When we were in Portland, Jake and I were plotting how do we get the band to go back to Jim Dandy's, and the bit was going to be me going in. And I don't remember why we didn't. I think we just decided that's all the way over there, and like it's just like a half hour to go over there. But like I was going to go in and be like, "Hey guys, 3 years ago,
yeah,
like I was in back here and I revenge. Ordered a double cheeseburger." But I only got a single. Is there any way I could order a single and you just throw another patty on there for me? Would there be any? And so we would just, you know, it'd be a bit. And the only audience we have really is just you. We were just going to send it to you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but we did not, because we had to, loading into that venue was particularly weird and stressful. So
I would give Jim Dandy's maybe a. This is hard for me. Because you're right, Jake. I go around. Saying, "Ooh, that Starbucks wasn't that good." 8 out of 10, you know. I have been getting better with my movie reviews. I've been getting really harsh with my movie reviews. Ghostbusters, that new Ghostbusters, I hated it. I thought it was bad. Okay. I gave it a one. I'll check my letterbox.
Wait, were the burgers good though?
I mean, you know, nothing to write home about. I didn't send you.
I couldn't tell.
You sent me a postcard about that burger.
I didn't get enough meat flavor to tell you how good it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If I had about 100% more beef on it, I think I could tell you, but I just didn't have enough information available. Yeah.
I gave Ghostbusters Frozen Empire a 1.5 out of 5. And,
wow.
And I stand by it. I feel that that's the enjoyment I got out of that film. I'm going to give Jim Dandy's. I'm going to give Jim Dandy's. I give it a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, that's
Wait,
not bad.
Hang on. You gave that a 1.5 out of 5. Jim Dandy's gets a 4 out of 10.
Oh, shit.
So hang on. You gave
Jim
the
Dandy's
other one a
definitely
3
better than
out of 10. So you like Jim Dandy's.
Yes.
33%
yeah.
more.
Oh,
wow. Than you
yeah,
liked.
For sure. Yeah. I'd go to Jim Dandy's again.
But would you
Matt,
watch the
I have
movie
a question.
Again?
Well, no, I would not watch a movie again. Yes, Jake.
No. So, I agree with you. I think I remember us talking about movies very early on in the tour. And yeah, you know, I it's hard for me to, like, really enjoy a movie. I see almost anything. So, my palate is very wide-ranging. But... you know, I'm very, very seldom do I like, man, that was really good. But so we talked about how, like, I don't know. I just feel like when you go to the movies, you just kind of go on to have a good time anyway, you know? And it's like, and you know, you were talking about how, you know, I don't remember what Marvel movies were out at the time, but you're like, yeah, they're pretty good, you know, or whatever. And I'm like, I okay. don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's interesting. Why would you say that you've changed? Not saying that you actually weren't enjoying them then, you know what I mean? But like,
right.
Why do you find yourself on real, you're talking about real spoilers, right? Like, why do you find yourself being more apt to say that you didn't enjoy yourself as opposed to like being like, oh, it was okay, you know? Like,
well, I've been watching more films recently. I think that has some.
You have MoviePass?
No. No, I don't.
You just pay to go to the movies?
I pay to go to the movies. It comes in spurts, you know? I'll see a bunch of movies at once. And
same, bro.
So, I don't know. that's spurts.
Thick. I come in
turns
spurts.
Thick after 30. Yeah, I don't know, because actually, for real spoilers, that podcast, I was on there, I was watching all phase one of the MCU, which I would have said was all pretty okay, and this time I watched it, and I thought, this is all mediocre, which I guess means okay. Maybe that's the whole thing. Maybe that's it. And you're right. 6 out of 10 is okay, and we need to embrace the rating of okay, and that things
mid
aren't...
Mid doesn't mean bad. Something being mid is okay.
Which is upsetting to me that mid started as a phrase to mean mid, and then now even...
it's definitely a slight,
slang mid means bad. Like, when I say Mila Kunis is mid, I mean that as, like, a compliment. Like,
right.
Like, 6 out of 10.
It's the same trajectory that Mediocre had. I bet Mediocre did the same thing.
Yeah.
Mediocre was supposed to be like, no, it was Mediocre. It was cool. But then...
I meant
mediocre
Mila
clarinet player.
With their last drummer.
Oh, right, of course.
Sam. Mm. No, me. I'm talking about me. How's Ben? How's he doing?
This is good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks good up there. Shit, man. He's out. Though.
I know. Well, no Jake anymore. What do you guys want to talk about Jake while he's gone? Like, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, what's
he's too mean to those coffee.
Oh,
people.
Yeah.
Blame
oh, good.
Oh, oh, yeah, he's no, back. He's oh, back. He's back. He's back. He's back.
Oh, he's got his AirPods in too. He heard everything. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
This guy loves that. This guy loves Apple because he has the products. Apple. That means he loves them.
He
not
must
just
love
that
them because
it makes sense to stay within a family of.
Like, once you already have the phone, and if you need a tablet, you might as well get the. Like, it just all makes sense. No,
make
he must
a
be a big fanboy and love it all.
Loves freaking Apple. Yeah, Dylan's Dylan got an iPhone now. How about that? Blue
check
text
that out, right
you know?
There. Boom. There
we're
it
blue
is.
Text now.
Freaking finally.
Cool. First one ever.
My God, stop flaunting, dude. Seriously, stop it.
Jake made fireworks. Go
with
off.
His thumbs.
Luke can't do.
Can you imagine such a thing?
No.
Luke's got weird thumbs or something. AI's good,
they're
but
normal.
It can't tell
they're
that
normal.
Those are thumbs.
Nope.
Well, you guys got a new single out or something?
Yeah, do you?
New-ish. How long has it been out? 2 months?
That's new.
That's new.
2.5 months.
That's new in 2024. The 60s? Yeah. Old as hell.
Yeah. We have a song out called Stay Safe.
Is it any good?
Yeah.
What is it out of 10?
7.8 out of 10.
Okay, bye.